Dublin's hit music station, FM 104. The radio station that makes you feel better. The only way to wake up.
Dublin's FM 104, it is the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Dublin's hit music while you work and on the way home.
Andy here, getting you through the workday on FM 104's 10 to 3 show.
Ben here today, getting you home on FM 104's The Jam.
We put you in control.
It's your call, the part of the day on FM 104 where you guys become the DJ.
The home of hot talk.
It's the phone show live on FM 104.
We're sending you to all of the biggest gigs this summer.
FM 104's
Golden Ticket. And it's official. The latest radio listenership figures have just been released. Thanks to you, yet again, we're Dublin's number one music station. To make me feel better. Number one for hit music in Dublin.
Yeah. Thank you!
FM 104.
Dublin's FM 104, it's the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Fans.
30 minutes past 8. Now, everybody, Ed Sheeran fans, and we know there's lots of you out there. He's a very romantic man. He's written some very romantic songs, including Thinking Out Loud. That's a very, very romantic song. So what I decided to do is I turn it on its head and write the most unromantic version of it that you can think of. And this is called Talking Too Loud. If you like this, let us know. Thanks to Nora, who texted in earlier. I didn't get a chance to say thanks to you, Nora. Thank you very much. She enjoyed this. This is Talking Too Loud, the unromantic version.
Well, me wife don't look like she used to before, and she's a head like a grumpy baboon. I think she forgot what the Hoover is for, and I'm sleeping in the spare room. Darling, I had to marry you when I was 17. You were up there, and Dame O'Duff, and it was the decent thing. Now I'm thinking about how much you do me head in. It's all nag, 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 nag. Ever since the day that we met, you never stopped talking, you were the wind back. Baby, you're the melt, the head. So honey, now stop talking through your arse. Between you and your mother, you're breaking me heart. I can't even tell you apart. You're talking too loud. You've ruined my life, you stupid tart. Well, you've bandy legs and a voice like a drill, and your cooking skills are the crime. I've been trying to ignore you for years now. You've a tash that's bigger than mine. Cause honey, you're cold. You talk through your hole incessantly. And baby, my smile's forever in my mind. It's a memory. I'm thinking how people get together and their life comes to an end. Maybe I just met the wrong board. I know you were a hobbit, cause I seen your big feet, and they are almost covered in fur. But baby, now, it's really not that fair. Cause every time I come home, you're there. I only asked you how far to dare. You're talking too loud. You are my worst nightmare. And baby, you are my worst nightmare. And you are my worst nightmare.
Love you.
Serious Messing. FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock. 12 long days in January. 12 hot holidays to the sun with Sunway Holidays. We've got the world covered.
Rachel Gavin.
Aoife.
Grace Branigan.
This plane is about to land.
The plane has just come into land. You've won the holiday to Bulgaria.
Oh my God.
Sinead, you've done it.
Aoife.
It's all yours. You're going to go to Tunisia.
Grace Branigan, you are off to Morocco. Yes.
Stand by. The winning continues very soon. Only on Dublin's hit music station.
FM 104.
Sometimes you listen to music and you think, oh, I love that song, I love the lyrics. And then you realise that you've been listening to it in a whole different way. So sometimes the lyrics are different when you hear them told to you, and then you go, ah, and that's the only way you're going to hear them from now on. Here we go. Here's one for you. Ready?
Yep.
Gotta love these Starbucks lovers. They'll tell you I'm insane. Right? So
what the hell is that?
Gotta love these Starbucks lovers. That's what she's singing.
Is that product placement in a Taylor Swift song?
It sounds like Starbucks. That's what she's saying. You get the idea now. So, Sam Smith, suck my milkmaid.
Sorry?
Suck my milkmaid, sour free. I'm not joking, that's what he's singing.
Suck my milkmaid, sour free.
What's he even talking about? Suck my milkmaid.
What? Suck my milkmaid, sour free.
Suck my milkmaid, sour free. What is that about?
What are you on about, Sam Smith?
It gets weirder. I'm going to fly like a burp on the night. Feel my teeth as it's light. Right? That shit's how I feel.
That's just how I feel. Ooh, that's just how I feel. Ooh, that's just how I feel.
Hi, this is Calvin Harris, and you're listening to my new song.
Hit music.
Played first.
Dublin's hit music station.
FM 104.
Hi, I'm Ross Lynch. A man who caught a baby thrown from a burning building should be given a bravery award. So says the Lord Mayor after the fire broke out at a house in the North Inner City this morning. FM 104's Rory Carroll has been to the scene.
Several units of the fire brigade were called to the house on Gloucester Place when the alarm was raised this morning. Six people were inside at the time, including young kids. Neighbours helped them to get out, but everyone says the hero of the day is Mark Furlong. He caught a three-month-old baby thrown from a second-floor window.
People were screaming out the window.
Yeah.
And me and my cousin ran straight around, and there was people coming out of the houses, and the fella was screaming at me to catch the baby, and I jumped over the wall and caught the baby from the top.
What do you mean you caught the baby?
He thrown the baby over from the out the top window, and I caught the thing when it came down.
Lord Mayor of Dublin, Christy Burke, is on the council for the National Bravery Awards. He thinks Mark and his friends should be honoured.
Oh, without a doubt, I'd certainly be acknowledging them as Lord Mayor, giving them some type of awards of scrolls. And certainly on a national level, they should be awarded the bravery awards.
Christy Burke now says he'll be working with the local community to help the family who've been burnt out of their home with just a month to go before Christmas.
I'll never wear their clothes ever, ever again. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way.
I'd say Elton said the same thing, and then he used their bag the next day, unfortunately.
That was a mistake, though. He didn't know it was on, did he? I think he was in a rush and he had
think you check? I know, you're going to the shops, you grab a bag for life.
No, that was a salad. It was a salad sandwich.
It was a huge bag.
I know, it was a giant salad sandwich.
All right.
A big bag of salad. Do you think he goes for Italian leaf, baby leaf? Or would you say he's more of a rocket man? Come on! Huh? This is free, everybody. You get the show for free. Come on! Would you say Elton John's a bit of a rocket man? It's a salad sandwich joke. Come on, everyone. I can't top that. Good night.
Back in a second.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock
on FM 104.
Want to see the script before they play Crow Park?
Oh my God, I actually can't believe it.
Hey, this is the script.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104, has teamed up with Leeds Bradford Airport and Aer Lingus to send you and a friend to see the script at the brand new First Direct Arena in Leeds. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always? Be whisked to your room at the four-star Mal Maison Hotel before heading to see the script from your very own private VIP box.
Oh yeah.
And that's not all. One lucky script fan will also have the chance to report back on the gig live on the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Stay with Dublin's FM 104 for your chance to win tickets.
To win, just listen to the Strawberry Alarm Clock all this week. Always taking you to the biggest gigs. Dublin's hit music station,
FM 104.
Paula is on line one. Paula, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Not bad. Okay, you've a story as well.
I'm a victim of a rape from a taxi man. I was in no way intoxicated when I got the phone, when I phoned my taxi coming out of the nightclub. I was with my friends having a night out. I phoned a taxi, which one pulled up, and I got into the car. He was a non-national, and he raped me.
And presumably all this has been reported?
It has been reported, yes, and it has been concluded, yes.
Okay. And when was it? A couple of years ago?
It was 10 years ago.
Okay.
But I'm still not over that, and I will never, and none of my friends or family will get into a non-national car.
But you see, a lot of guys will be listening now and say, because I know this, in Galway and Dundalk, there's been Irish white taxi drivers who've been done for murder and rape.
Yes, oh, I agree with you, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you can't depend on your safety by the look of someone's face or the colour of their skin.
I agree with you, I do.
What happened to you was awful. I mean, had you any idea, did you just, this is when you called. You actually called the taxi.
I found a taxi, but I presumed what was the taxi I called had pulled up, but it obviously wasn't. So, I got in anyway, presuming this was my taxi.
Yeah?
That pulled up outside the door of the club.
This is the curb crawling thing again, yeah.
Well, this is
what a lot of people were complaining about, where you think you're getting the taxi that you call, but another one will just pull up.
Yes, exactly.
Chance in their arm.
Yes.
How old was this guy? I mean, you know, did he come across initially as okay, decent human being or what?
He was fine. When I got into the taxi, he asked me where I was going. I told him where I was going. And he obviously didn't bring me to the destination I needed to go.
When did you realise things were taking a turn for the worst?
When he locked the doors.
Central locking, sometimes they do that, but did he do it in kind of a sinister way?
I had explained to him I needed to go in a certain direction, and he passed that direction. And he drove completely the opposite way around. And then I knew I was in trouble.
What did you say to him? Did you try and talk him round or what?
I said, you're going in the wrong direction. I need to, you're going the wrong way. You've passed my stop. And he just looked in the mirror, his rear view.
You were in the back of the car at this stage, yeah?
I was in the back of the car. Yeah.
And obviously you were talking, was it in your mind that something's going on here and it's not going to end well?
I knew in my gut there was something wrong. I knew there was something not going to end right here.
And did he say anything to you? You know, when he was looking in the mirror, when you said...
Not a word.
When you were saying all this?
Not a word. He just looked in his mirror and looked straight into my eyes. I was in the back. I knew. And I put my hand on the release of the car to try and open the door, and I knew it was locked, and then I was in trouble. I knew.
I mean, at that moment when you realise, I'm not going where I should be going, the door is locked, he's staring, you know, the stare freaked you out more than anything else.
I knew before that I was in trouble.
What was going through your head? Literally, what was going through your mind?
I can't explain it. It was just terror. Even talking to you now, I'm shaking.
Even though at that moment nothing had happened, but you realised...
I knew in my stomach, terror. I knew there was something wrong. I knew it wasn't going to end good. I knew there was something happening.
How far would you go to win it? Soon, only on Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
It's time for a little bit of an East End Dudes.
Lucy's Kitchen.
Hello, Lucy's Kitchen. How are you, darling?
I'm all right. Is that Dave?
No, this is Barry.
Oh, I thought it was Dave. Sorry, you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. You all right?
I'm all good, thank you.
No. All right, Lucy. How are you?
That's Larry. That's my brother, Larry.
Oh, right.
How are you? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right. Do you want to speak to Lucy?
Yeah, well, she there.
Who are you? What's your name, love? All right.
Hello.
Hello, is that Lucy?
Yes, it is.
All right, how are you? It's Larry and Barry here. How are you, my little treacle?
I haven't got a clue who it is. Who is it?
It's Larry Barry and Barry.
We told you it was, you crazy woman.
What can I do for you, anyway?
We're wondering where you are, Lucy.
Yeah.
We're in New Elton.
No, Lucy, no. You know what we mean. Where is Lucy?
Oh, I don't know where she is. I think she's under the grand.
Under the grand at spa.
Now, Lucy, you've got to be honest with me.
Right.
Did you done it?
I tell you what, she got on my nerves. I wish I did do it.
Lucy, who do you think done it? For a bit of a giggle.
I think either Abby or Jane.
What about Ben?
No.
He's evil. Look at him.
He is evil. There's something wrong with him, but I don't think he did.
He killed Stella. Remember that? He pushed her off a roof.
He killed Stella, yeah, I know.
She used to burn him with little spoons on his little face.
Yeah, she didn't f***ing burn him hard enough. Right, anyway, who the bloody hell is it?
This is Larry and Barry. We've explained that.
I know you've explained it, but what do you want from me anyway?
I want to know what love is.
I tell you, I'm speechless.
I want you to show me. Right, Lucy.
Right, stop mucking about now. What do you want?
What you got cooking in the kitchen today?
What we got cooking?
Yeah, we like our grub.
You like your grub?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I can... liver and bacon?
Liver and bacon.
Liver and bacon.
Onion and mash.
Onion and mash.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. We got pies.
Pies.
Chips or mash and veg.
All right, we'll have a bit of that.
Stop shouting the odds. Who's looking after the stall?
Well, I've nicked all the veg from the stall.
All right.
You know the best thing about your kitchen?
What?
It reminds me of family.
Well done.
All right. Was she your sister who answered the phone?
Yeah.
She's right. Your family.
Yeah, family.
We love family.
Yeah, I bet you do as well.
Lucy, are you cooking some Beale stew by any chance?
No. I ain't cooking Beale stew. Yeah, okay, you can't cook anyway. He's a knob.
Correct answer.
We love you.
What do I win?
Lucy, you win our love and respect.
Good boys. Thank you very much.
We love you, Lucy.
Thank you.
Lucy!
Bye.
Lucy!
Serious messing.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock on FM.
The game.
The game.
FM 104's lock-in with Volkswagen Ireland. Ireland's number one car brand. The players.
I'm Peter Boylan and I'm from Kilnamana.
My name is Suzanne Lawrence and I'm from Cabaret.
My name's Amy Kern and I'm from Crumlin.
I'm David Gilmartin and I'm from Temple Oak.
The prize.
The prize. A new 151 Volkswagen Beetle. Four players. One set of keys. One owner.
This is it, guys. Best of luck to both of you.
I can now reveal the winner of the 151 Volkswagen Beetle, but thanks to Volkswagen Ireland.
Yes.
David Gilmartin. Well done, David.
Well done, David. You have just won a Volkswagen Beetle.
There's a little bit of a hug going on.
Unbelievable, right? Thanks so much. Everyone who voted. Everyone is here. Everyone. This is mental.
Stay listening. We've got something real big. Very soon.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
Up Close and Personal with Ed Sheeran.
FM 104.
Christmas Eve with Ed Sheeran on FM 104.
Hey, so you're listening to Ed Sheeran on FM 104 this Christmas Eve. I've taken over your radio stations for the evening. My highlight, 2014. The album coming out. That was a big part of my year, and I'm very happy it did so well. So that was probably my highlight. So this is the first song that made me want to play guitar, and I'd spent a long time learning it, and it was the first song I could play. This is Eric Clapton or Derek and the Dominoes, whichever way you look at it. Layla.
FM 104.
You gone home with nothing.
This is like a dream.
On FM 104, a big year for Dublin's biggest station. We gave you thousands of euros.
1,000 euro, it's yours.
Spend,
Rebecca.
Well, I'm accounting for Finglas, 2,000 euros.
Yes. Brought you to the biggest gigs.
Ellie?
Yeah.
You have won FM104's golden tickets.
Oh my God.
We gave you trips all around the world, including paradise.
Unfortunately, Julian.
You have won FM104's passport to paradise.
Darren.
The plane is about to land.
Darren!
Yeah. The plane has just landed, man.
And played the biggest hits in Dublin.
You gave me a chance
last day. Wait a minute. Fill my cup, put some nigga in it.
Stay listening in 2015. We're gonna make the temperatures soar in January. Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
As long as I got you.
FM 104, the Dubs hit music station.
Paul Ryan here. Come out and support the boys in blue with Dublin's FM 104 and AIG, official sponsor of the Dublin GAA.
Dublin's hit music station, FM 104.
It's too hard to sleep.
Seriously though, do you have a wet dog in this van?
No.
Nothing
died in this van, no?
nothing died in this van, did it?
No. I'd be available for any work you can throw my way.
It's not long since I'm out.
Not long since I'm out.
What do you mean?
what do I mean?
Just say I didn't pay my TV license.
Didn't pay me TV license.
Got 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Let me out in an hour though.
They let me out an hour ago though.
Okay. I heard your name was Mr. Nixer.
I heard your name was Mr. Nixer. I heard your name is Mr. Nixer.
Go on now with that.
Are we going to do are we going to build something new, or are we going to back to fix something you threw together?
are we going to build something new, or are we just going back to fix something you threw together?
Is he getting annoyed now, Terry? He's getting annoyed.
Are we there yet?
Do you mind if I tell you something?
No,
go ahead. I'm going commando.
I'm going commando.
That's what I was wondering about, the smell of wet dog.
That's what I was wondering about, the smell of wet dog.
Nobby's falling off his chair. You alright, Nobby? Nobby's falling off his chair.
Oh, Jesus.
I haven't seen you do that since Kyo. Okay.
Heroes, our heroes, our boys in blue, our tribe, our warriors. Hill 16 on a sunny Sunday, like nowhere else on earth. The greatest show on earth. Up the dubs. In the blood. My uncle never missed a match. He was known to leave a wedding early for the dubs. He's there in spirit now on Hill 16. And when they win, smiling. True blue, true blood. Because Hill 16 has never seen the likes of Heffo's army. Pints, match day, family, superstitions, lucky jersey, lucky bra. Praying it doesn't rain. Slagging cultures with their hang sandwiches. The dubs will shut them up. Walking down Jones's Road. Come on, ye boys in blue. Walking into town, flags coming out of every car. No better sight in Crow Park than the dubs hand passing their way to goal. Granddad screaming at the telly, sit down. The passion, the loyalty, the most loyal fans. And they earned every one. Dublin, the dubs, the sea of blue. Going through the turnstiles in your dad's shoulders. Standing next to the brothers and sisters you've never met. We're the 16th man. Hats, scarves and headbands. Thinking of me dad. He followed them all over and shed many a tear of sadness and joy. I get goosebumps when the dubs come out on the pitch. The whole city comes together. Laughs in the stand, caught in camera at halftime. Where granddad stood, where my daughter stands, in her blue. We put my three-year-old nephew in the sand. Tears in my eyes, Sackville for me nerves. Quinns for the celebration. Proud to be a dub. The Artane Boys Band. The parade of teams. That roar. The tears I cried when Cluxton scored the winner. It's family. Our family. Up the dubs.
The Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Supporting the dubs.
On FM 104.